This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, November 25, Redefining King. Our reading comes from John chapter 18. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace, because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." Earlier in his ministry of teaching and healing, Jesus had fed 5,000 people with a boy's small lunch. The response of the people was to try to make Jesus king by force, but Jesus slipped through their fingers and withdrew. In today's reading from John 18, Jesus stands in front of Pilate, the local representative of Caesar, the most powerful man on earth. Pilate asks what should be a simple question: "Are you a king?" The books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all speak of Pilate asking this central question. But the answer is not so simple. Jesus has questions of his own for Pilate. Here, Jesus seems to be getting at the motive for Pilate's question. Jesus repeatedly claims to have a kingdom, so that's a partial yes. But he states that his kingdom is not of this world. Pilate has his hands on the levers of power here, but Jesus shows that he's the true king. This month, we've been pondering the Bible's message that Jesus is king. But if we insist on giving our own definitions to the ideas of king and kingdom, Jesus' kingship and kingdom will slip through our fingers. Jesus fulfills the world's longing for a true king, but he also redefines what it means to be king. That's because the kingdom Jesus brings is wholly other. It comes from the very heart of God. Pray with me. King Jesus, may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Rule us in such a way that we submit our agendas to yours. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.